This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rebel Yili Nishmas?
Malka Bas Hillel,
also from my Shver, Avigdor Aryeh Ben Tzvi Elimelech, Neshama should have an Aliyah. Response by the Fisher family, Yili Nishmas Basi Bas Rabit, Shalom Ben Avam Alevi, Peril Bas Ruvain, Yili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, for the Yomash Mechai Sar, Yaakov Ben Bas Yileh, for the Schus of Avram Yinam Ben Nishma Malk Yehudis, by Yo Klugman and family, Rufu Shalema for Hindabas Chayesara, Yitzhak Ben Tzim Adusha, Rivka Bashivaleh, Hanabasha Shabina, Dvar Basha Shabina, Vash Meir Ben Esther Fradel, Meir Ben Chayesara, we should have a Rufu Shalema, Beseich Shar Chayle Yisrael. So, we're holding a Mishnah Hay, Charosin Shinishtamish Ben Mashkim Tmeim. There were earthenware pieces that absorb tummy dicker liquids, and then v'noflu la'aver ataner, and it fell into the ear space of the oven. If husak ataner, if the oven was heated, which would draw out the liquid from the earthenware pieces, so the oven is tummy she'sayf mashkelotzeis, because the tummy dicker liquid will come out from those earthenware pieces. And this is true also v'chein b'gefes chadasha. If there was tummy dicker liquid absorbed into fresh peat, fresh pulp of olive, the pulp itself is not a machel, but it has the liquid inside it, which is tummy. If the oven is hot, it'll draw out the liquid, and therefore the oven becomes tummy. Avol b'yishanatar, if it's old already, Rav says more than a year old, then all of its liquid has already been exported, so then the oven is tarred, because we assume there's no more liquid to come out. However, if we know that liquid is still oozing out from it, then even after 3 years, if it goes into a hot oven, nitma, the oven becomes tummy. Hagefes v'hazogin, pulp of olives and grape skins, shenasu b'tara, which was pressed b'tara, and then afterwards, a tummy dicker person barefoot, or a zav even with shoes, v'holchu aleihem tameihem, and a tummy dicker person stepped on them. Now the pulp is not an oichel anymore, so it's not mekabel tuma. V'acher kach yotze mehem mashkin, and the liquid came out from the person stepping on it, but you didn't want the liquid to come out. So the din is tyrant. That liquid is tyrant. That's a very interesting rule, which is similar to the rule of Heksher. But here it's not Heksher. Here it's a rule that if the liquid came out, you don't want the liquid to come out, so then that liquid is not Kabal Tuma. Shemetchilos and Nasa Betar, because initially the liquid was tar because it was prepared Betar.
It came out because he was
stepping on it.
Or it came out afterwards.
No, either, but he didn't mean it to come out.
No, I
didn't mean it to come out. Kushebola esatzinora, a spindle, it's a weaving tool, that swallowed, that its hook sank into the spindle. Malmud, this is an axe goat, Shibola es hadarvon, that its nail went inside it. Levena Shibola es hatabas, or a ring got absorbed by a brick when it was soft. Vein tahirin, and they're tar. Nichnasu la'oil ha'meis, but if this brick, if this axe goat, if this spindle is in an oil ha'meis, the things inside them are tamei. Nitmu. Hesitan azav, if it's moved by azav, nitmu. As a matter of fact, that's a famous Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, so what that the pach was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol on Chanukah, big deal. The guy has a tum of azav, and if the guy moved it, it'll become tamei. So the Chassam Sofer says that not only was it sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, but it was also riveted to the ground with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. It's famous from Sofer on Chanukah. Naflu la'avar ha'taner, if it fell into the airspace of an oven that's tahar, and the ring inside was tamei, the nail was tamei, hook was tamei, timuho, it makes the oven tamei. However, if this brick that has absorbed in it a tamei dika ring, or the goad that has absorbed in it a tamei dika nail, or the spindle that has absorbed in the tamei dika hook touches truma, nogimem kikar shel truma, there, since the kikar didn't come in contact with the item itself, the truma is tahar. No, it's so hard to imagine a world without my shver. We lost a member. He's a member of the shul. Meis echad min achabura yedagu kol achabura. We all have to do better. You always say that the oval eats eggs because the oval doesn't have a peh. An egg doesn't have a seam. It doesn't have a crack. It's seamless. And I realized the new pshat, what it means, oval ein lepeh. My wife can't speak to her father anymore. It's a bitter pill to swallow. Ein lepeh. It really is a mourning. We should only know from simchas. Chanani ben Akash Amar Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakei Sis Yisrael L'Fika Achir B'Lehem Torah Mitzvahs.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.